All right, let's talk about the weather, folks, because I came out this morning. There was a little bit of ice on my wooden stoop and on some of my stones. We also had some snow on the ground at my house. Right now in Sharon, the temperature is continually going up. It's up to 38 degrees. Let's bring in the man in the frying pan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Did I not tell you that was going to be the case?
You did tell me, and so I was prepared for it this morning. I got up a little extra early and threw some salt out there. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's snowing pretty good north of us, you know, from the Berkshires on up through Vermont, New Hampshire. They've already gotten about 3.5 inches of snow. That will be tapering off, too, by mid-morning. And we'll have a blend of sun and clouds. It'll get windy because the little low that's causing this is actually the leading edge of the Arctic air. And it's over the Berkshires right now, moving east. So it gets windy behind it, highs 40 to 45. Tonight, clear, windy, cold, 15 to 20. Friday, sunny and cold, 25 to 30. On Friday night, it'll drop to anywhere, I would think, from 5 below to 5 above with a clear sky. So very cold Friday night. Saturday will cloud up. Snow will develop in the afternoon, about 30. We are expecting that the snow could become a little bit of a wintry mix Saturday night before it ends. There may be some snow showers around Sunday morning, partly cloudy, about 40. And how much do we expect at this point? We are looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 inches across our entire listening area. And that extends, of course, from the Catskills over through northern Connecticut and up through the Berkshires.
And then I guess after the storm goes by, it's going to be cold enough where that 3 to 5 is going to stay on the ground.
That's correct. It'll be certainly cold for the holiday Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Temps will stay in the 20s and same for Tuesday. But at least it'll be fair and dry. So I guess we can call this the Martin Luther King storm. I mean, there's always a storm around his celebration. Always.
Well, it's a very jumbled time of year otherwise.
Yeah, it is. And now you can see how things are beginning to change in the weather field as far as patterns are concerned. So we're definitely going to be getting into a colder pattern. I'm not so sure if this is going to be consistently cold, but certainly a colder weather pattern than we have been in. And that's the end of that. And Pat's just going to continue to watch this for us. It's not, you know, Marshall, it's not the kind of thing that I would say to you, oh, we got to really watch this. If I saw that the initial storm going up to the Great Lakes was going to reform initially what we thought, like over Long Island, I'd be a lot more hesitant about snow amounts. But that's just not going to be the case. The storm system is going to move up through the eastern Great Lakes, and it's going to swing its fronts through here. So I don't think the event number one is going to be especially heavy, nor do I think the event is going to be especially long. And based on those two things, that's why I'm keeping snow levels or snow amounts in a very conservative range. I thought 3 to 5 would be a good range. I mean, you could always get some lollipops of, you know, I have 6, I have 7, but that's not going to be the average. So I threw that out. And that's the way I'm going this morning. I haven't heard from, you haven't done anything with the new communications thing yet, right?
No, what I'm using it for, and it works unbelievable, I'm using it for recording. Before, when you recorded off of Skype, there was a lot of compression, okay?
Okay.
Recording with this, there is no compression. Zero. So it doesn't sound compressed or anything like that. It really is amazing. So I record through this program, and it's amazing how much better it sounds, the recording sound.
But we still don't know how it's going to sound live.
At this point, our live through Skype sounds okay.
Right.
When I was doing the taped interviews and the taped things off of Skype.
That's where you were having the problem.
Then the compression. So I use Skype to hook up, but then I channel the audio through this program called Clean Feed. Okay. And it really is a clean feed. There is no compression whatsoever. It's just sound quality is just so much better. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. We are having, of course, here we start. We are having problems editing. We're having problems in Final Cut Pro. Every time we try to bring a transition into the clips, it says that our media is not long enough. So we extend the clips, and it still won't take the transition. So we're having tons of problems. We're going to probably wind up calling Apple today.
All right. Well, and you know the great thing, this cold weather coming in, Parati and Sons, there's a total new, they put a real nice new furnace in, which was one of these highly efficient liquid propane furnaces last year, the town. And they're now changing the air conditioning over and modernizing it because it was ready to die after 30 some years. Well, in the process of doing the work for the air conditioning, though, they've changed the way the heat is distributed, and for the first time, you won't hear in the wintertime, you don't hear a fan, because I don't have to have an additional heater in here, in the studio.
Okay.
And in me, also, the town totally redid and put insulation in the whole building. So I'm a happy camper right now, sitting here with no heater at my feet, and the heat goes on and goes off, and it's the first time ever. And I was in this building when it was first built. And even brand new, the heating system never worked properly. So this is going to be a real nice get-through winter thing.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear good news.
So the guys from Parati, I mean, they've been here working outdoors and in the cellar. I mean, and it hasn't been warm. It's been 35 to 40. They've been gutting it out. They've been doing a great job. So, thanks to them. And I'm now, like I said, toasty warm, and I don't have to run an electric heater in my studio.
Great.
Well, it makes Jill very happy because she could never come in here because it was always like 95 degrees here. All right. So, we've got the onslaught of cold weather and then some snow for the winter season.
For Saturday into Saturday night.
All right. It is what it is.
That's it.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow to see if there's any changes in the forecast.
Well, you know there could always be, but that's a good day.
That's right. All right, Pat. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state.